A monk there was, a fire for the maestria, an ut ribera, but lubid of veneria, a manly man, to bane an abatable. Full many a dainty horse had a hay and stable. And when he rode, min mit his bridle hair, jingling in a whistling wind, as clear and ache as lewd as doth the chapel bell. Whereas this lord was caper of the cellar, the rule of St. Maur or of St. Benight, because that it was old and some dell strike, this ilke monk let old things pass her, and held after the newer world to spass her. He hath not of that text the pulled hen that sat the hunter been that holy man. Nay, that a monk, when he is wretchless, is lignid till a fish that is waterless. This is to sign a monk out of his cloister. The silke text held he not worth an oyster. And this side of his opinion was good. What should he study and mark himself in wood upon a book, in cloister all white to poor, or swinking with his handes and labura as Austin did? Who shall the world be served? Let Austin have his swink to him reserved. Therefore he was a precursor erect. Grey hundes he had as swift as fool inflict. Of preaching and of hunting for the harer was all his lust, for no cost will he spare. Beside his slaves, perfilled at the hand with grease, and bought the finest of a land. And for to fastene his hood under his chin, he had of gold wrought the full curious pin. Lufkenutte in the greater end there was. His head was barley, that shone as any glass, and ache his face, as he had been anointed. He was a lord full fat, and in good point. His iron stape and rolling in his head, that stamed as a fornice of a lad. His boat is super, his horse in great estate. Now certainly he was a fire prelate. He was not palace a forpinted ghost, a fat swan loved he best of any roast. His palfrey was as brown as is a berry.